from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. A father is accused of shooting and wounding his own 5-year-old daughter in Middlesex County. Prosecutors say the child is in stable condition following the incident at a Perth Amboy home late on July 7th. David Wesley has now been charged with aggravated assault, endangering the welfare of a child, hindering receiving stolen property, and 2 weapons offenses. He is being held at Middlesex County Jail. New Jersey News brought to you by NJ Diet. Summer is here. It's time to lose that weight. With NJ Diet, you'll lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com. New Jersey's Attorney General is joining a lawsuit that challenges the Trump administration's new health care coverage rules.
AG Matthew Plotkin calls it capricious and unfair, saying it would create significant hurdles to getting coverage under the Obama-era Affordable Care Act. Plotkin and attorneys general from 21 states say it could lead to up to 1.8 million people losing their health insurance, and that's by the Trump administration's own admission. Plotkin says millions of Americans would also have to pay more for health coverage and out-of-pocket costs. The AGs want the court to intervene and stop the rule from taking effect before August 25th, the effective date. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a plan to house more ICE detainees at a different New Jersey spot, Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst, is being met with strong opposition from most of the state's Democratic congressional delegation. U.S. Senators Cory Booker and Andy Kim and fellow delegates condemned the plan in the strongest possible terms, while congressional Republicans from New Jersey have not yet commented on the plan, which was first reported by NJ Spotlight. Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. Stocks end down for the end of the trading week. Prudential Financial plans another round of layoffs based out of Newark. In a notice filed with the state, Prudential has reported it will cut another 57 positions based there, effective by October. Last year, in total, Prudential cut more than 600 jobs. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 142 points at 44,342. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit RUEinsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Will it stay dry for Saturday? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Earlier this week, I talked about some perfect weekend weather. Unfortunately, the forecast has drifted a little bit. There is a chance of rain both days this weekend. The most widespread and impactful looks to be on Sunday, and then we'll dry out. The next chance of stormy weather after that won't be until next Friday. Tonight looks great, comfortable, partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures dip into the mid-60s on average. For tomorrow, scattered clouds, highs in the lower 80s. There's a chance we stay dry, but there's an equal chance, I'd say, for a few showers popping up, maybe even some pockets of heavier stuff in southern New Jersey. It all depends on how this front wiggles and how humidity comes back into play. Sunday will definitely be the cloudier, more humid, more unsettled day of the weekend. Watch for a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon Sunday. Highs push back into the upper 80s. Sunny, breezy, refreshing Monday. Highs back down to the lower 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Princeton, 82. Cherry Hill, 83. Phillipsburg, 79. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by Smart Carpet. Need new carpet, flooring, or window treatments? Shop at home and save with Smart Carpet and Flooring during their Freedom of Choice sale. It's going on now. Call 1-800-526-RUGS or visit smartcarpet.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.